Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the Carson Edison program. I know, man. I know. It happens. Things like this happen. It's okay. We got a lot to talk about. I understand.
All right. I got to let go. Yeah. Javi Baez, huh?
Hey.
What's up?
I'm kind of giddy today. A lot happened over the weekend.
It's been a really, really, really busy sports time. There is so much going on that we could do 8 hours today.
We're not going to.
But we could if we wanted to. How are you? How was your day off? How was your weekend?
Weekend was great. I had a lot of time off, actually, because I had the Wednesday and came back today. Yep. It was great. Went to the Lions game on Thanksgiving. That was interesting, because it always is. Mm-hmm. I had Thanksgiving dinner at my parents'. We had an audible in plans after a family member had an issue with the COVID.
Yep.
So we audibled and ended up at my parents' house. That was nice. Brought Lois over there, so it was just the three of us, along with a dog. That was a bit much. She was a little too giddy.
Yeah.
She was really excited, but she gets away around family. So there was a giant raccoon that made an appearance.
Giant raccoon.
On the other side of the door wall. It was hanging. It was actually stepping on. It was on top.
Did Lois see the giant raccoon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So there's a door wall by the kitchen area, and there's a deck right outside there. So on the railing of the deck was this massive raccoon. It looked to be like a 30-pound raccoon. I mean, it was huge.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, hey, buddy. Because I was wondering, why is Lois just standing over by here and whining a little bit? And then I realized that's why she's whining, because of that. I'm like, well, you can't go out there, puppy. There's a giant raccoon there, and I don't want you to get a bitter scratch or anything like that. That's not going to happen. So that was entertainment. Went to the game Saturday. I'm sorry, let me continue that. So got to see my friend's band play on Wednesday night. Out in St. Clair Shores, Jody Rafool Band. Jody back, he's Canadian, so finally he's able to come across the border and play music again.
Yep.
That was great. That was a jam-packed event. Went to the Michigan game on Saturday. Tailgated with friends, so we got there at 7 o'clock in the morning. I was up at 5:15 in the morning, Doug.
That's very aggressive for you.
Yeah.
I'm quite surprised.
The only time I get up that early is to go tailgating, go to the airport, or if there's some crazy golf thing I got to do.
Okay.
Those are the only three.
Those are your rules.
That's basically what's happened. So, we had a nice big tailgate out there and on the golf course, and that was a good times with good people. And then I managed to make my way up to the press box. I was going to watch the game up in the press box and stop by, say hello to you.
It's good to see you.
Congratulate Jim Brandstetter on a fine career and talk to him for a minute. It was good to see him and John and all you guys up there. And then I sat in the press box to watch the game, and Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports, he came over and sat next to me.
Great guy.
Love Danny. So watched a great game. Michigan was wildly impressive in that game. I mean, they have just they've really gotten better since the Michigan State game. They've really gotten better. They've stayed healthy. They've done what they have to do, and they got a little healthier with Corum coming in the mix. But, Donovan Edwards was just fine.
Yes, he was.
In his stead. And I think it allowed Cade McNamara some more opportunities to be a better quarterback, and he was really good in the game. But Hassan Haskins was the story on offense.
Boy.
Aiden Hutchinson on defense, and Ohio State had no answer at all defensively for what Michigan was going to do. Michigan ran the game plan that I so desperately wanted Michigan State to run against Ohio State, but Michigan State didn't do it. Michigan State thought they were smarter and decided to run the ball three out of the first 18 plays. Michigan did not do that. They said, you know what, maybe running the ball is going to be better than trying to throw it on them, and maybe the run will open up the pass eventually. And they ran the ball all over Ohio State, punched him in the mouth, and knocked him to a knee. Standing eight count on that first drive. And then in the second half, it was just power punch after power punch after power punch. Was it four straight drives with touchdowns?
Four straight drives with touchdowns.
Just so impressive what they were able to do. The only reason Ohio State even had a sniff in that game is because of Jackson Smith and Jigba. That guy is incredible.
They're so good. They are so – they're all the receivers are really, really –
they're all really good.
The Garrett Wilson touchdown catch that he had over Vincent Gray, where Gray had his hand like between his arms on the ball, and he still pulled it down, got his foot in bounds. In the midst of all your praise of Michigan, let me defend Michigan State. Had Jared Horst been there and Kanine been healthy – I think it might have been a different story.
It could have been, but I don't know why you totally abandon the run altogether. You don't do that. Even look, because Horst has been gone since the Michigan game. So you found ways to run the football regardless. Now, I get that K-9's your number one back, but if he's not healthy to go, you know what it is? Your next guy.
Yeah,
I guess. Next man up. You don't change the game plan just because you're missing one player. You have a stable of running backs you should be able to trust, not as much as K-9, but certainly more balanced than – you know, 15 pass plays and three running plays.
I get it, but
it wouldn't have made it closer.
Michigan without Hassan Haskins and, say, Ryan Hayes is a different team, and Michigan State without Jared Horst and an injured Kenneth Walker. But
do you think that they would have gone with a healthy Donovan Edwards and just rolled the dice?
Yes, but I mean, you and I have debated Michigan State's backup running backs. You like them more than I do, so... I would love to see what would happen in that game if Kenneth Walker was fully healthy.
Fair enough. I don't want to rehash the Michigan State-Ohio State game. We got thoroughly pounded, and Michigan didn't. All I was saying is that the game plan Michigan used against Ohio State is exactly what I wanted to see from Michigan State. And it actually worked on both sides of the ball, kind of. You knew you were going to give up yards to Ohio State, and Stroud threw for just under 400 yards. They had... 500 yards in offense or just under 500 yards in offense. But they weren't able to put the ball in the end zone enough. And that was kind of like Michigan State's method all season long with their defense, the bend but don't break, give up a bunch of yards, but average, you know, passing yards per play wasn't as high. Michigan got after the quarterback when they needed to. They stuffed the run game and forced Ohio State to become one-dimensional in that game. And they were able to get home a few times, and Aiden Hutchinson disturbed everything all game long, and they weren't intimidated by the Scarlet and Gray at all. And that was impressive to see, because I haven't seen a Michigan team like that in a long, long time.
It was an impressive performance, and they got to make sure that it wasn't a total emotional adrenaline dump, because they got a game to play against a team that can absolutely beat them on Saturday. And we will get into that and talk about that as the week goes on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.